I guess there is a term which my German belongs to. It's called Supermarktdeutsch. Well, it means that I am able to get by in German when I have no other way.
But you can buy all the things you need for your soup.
Yes, that's the beauty of Austria. You can buy all the things you need to cook borscht in absolutely every supermarket.
Welcome to One Day in Vienna.
Our guest today, Anastasia Solomonova.
Name? Anastasia Solomonova. Geburtsland, Russland. Ankunft in Wien, 2020. Familienstand, verheiratet. Beruf, Inhaberin einer Sprachreiseagentur und offizielle Repräsentantin der University of the Arts London.
I'm your host, Lauren Love, and welcome to this podcast where we're going to be uncovering those memorable anecdotes about this magical city that, let's face it, we all love and hate in moments. The expats featured on this show will be enlightening us as to how they navigated becoming a local in Vienna, often with a splattering of hilarious culture clashes to boot. Hello, and today I'm joined by Anastasia Solomonova, an international education expert at DOAN. Hello, Anastasia.
Hello, Lauren.
We ask all of our expats, what was the catalyst that brought you to Vienna? What's a Russian girl doing in Vienna?
Well, I moved here for love. So the first time I came to Vienna, it was a short trip for a weekend. We came to celebrate my mother's birthday with just a very small group of family and friends. And accidentally, I met my future Austrian husband and ended up getting married like 2 years later.
Wow. We actually hear a lot of people coming to Vienna for love. It seems to be the city where there's a draw romantically. And you originate from Moscow in Russia.
Yes, yeah? That's right.
And did you find that there was an immediate love of the city, or did you have any culture clashes perhaps?
Well, I didn't have so many culture clashes, but it definitely was not love at first sight. I could definitely admit that I loved Vienna only about 2 years ago. Before that, it was also because I was living between the two cities and spending half of my time in Moscow and half of my time here in Vienna. So every time I had to leave one place to go to another place and then to leave that place, to go back to here. Every time I would come to Vienna, on the way from the airport, I was looking around and trying to feel how I feel this city. Do I like the city or not? How do I feel about it? And sometimes I felt that I love it, and sometimes I felt that I hate it, and sometimes I couldn't feel anything. But about 2 years ago, I realized that I really started loving it. And you know how I found out? I started, like, every time any of my international friends or colleagues, and I have lots of them, obviously, since I'm in international education business, anytime any of them was mentioning that they are going to visit Vienna, I would start like with like 100 points of what you have to do in Vienna, where you have to go, what you have to eat, what you have to drink, what you have to see, and so on.
I feel like that's so true. I really feel I do that with my friends as well, because it's not always immediate what you love about. It's not obvious always what's so wonderful about the city. But when an insider tells you, you know, you get the best places.
Yes, yes.
And what are your favorite places in Vienna?
Well, of course, I love lots of places here. I love the architecture, the museums, theaters, city centers. I love all these Altbau buildings. Like, after that first weekend that I spent here, I had a feeling that if I ever live in Vienna, I have to live in that Altbau flat with like super high ceilings and squeaky parquet floors and drive some sort of very vintage car.
Wiener Altbauten sind ein wesentlicher Bestandteil des Stadtbildes von Wien. Sie stammen aus der Zeit vom Ende des 19. bis zum Beginn des 20. Jahrhunderts und sind bekannt für ihre detailreiche Architektur, hohen Decken und oft prachtvollen Fassaden. Diese Gebäude sind nicht nur Wohnräume, sondern auch Zeugen der Wiener Geschichte und Kultur. Viele dieser Altbauten befinden sich in zentralen Bezirken Wiens und sind bei Einheimischen sowie Zuzüglern sehr begehrt, da sie einen einzigartigen Charme und ein besonderes Wohngefühl bieten.
Well, I did actually live in a very, like, in an Altbau flat for a few years. But at the moment, I would say that my favorite area is Brigittenau. This is where I live. I love it because it has everything. It has very good connections in terms of transport. You can get everything there. And from my home, I can walk 10 minutes across the bridge and go for a swim in Danube. And it has a lot of this air and space, like over Donauinsel. I love this Brigittenaubrücke when you walk over there. And a big park full of swans and rabbits and other wildlife. It's very nice.
And
it's
you're
a very
still
nice place.
Really central in the
yes,
city.
Yes, and it still takes you like 15 minutes to be in the city center.
Yeah, that's really true. I actually used to live in Brigittenau, so it was also really beloved area of mine. Okay, so as you know, this podcast celebrates memorable days in Vienna. It can be your first day or just a day that really stood out for you as a memory of the city as an expat. Could you please tell us your one day?
Yeah, I guess it would be one of those first days when we were here visiting for a weekend. So as I said, it was my mother's birthday and we were a small group of like six people. And I found a very nice, again, Altbau apartment for rent via Airbnb, which was right on Stiftgasse, you know, where they have this Christmas market in winter, right there. We did, of course, the normal tourist stuff. So we went to see some museums in the daytime. And then for the evening, I booked a restaurant, which was advised to us by the owner of the home, which was Das Loft. And we ended up having a dinner at Das Loft, which is very nice and posh and has these beautiful views of sunset and so on. And then right in the middle of this dinner, we realized that there were some people coming out of the lift and they looked like bodyguards. And then we realized that these bodyguards are taking their seats, the tables next to us. And then there's a long table in the end. And there were Mr. Sergei Lavrov and Mr. John Kerry having their dinner right at that table.
When you're like, Mom, I organized this for your birthday.
Sorry. Well, which actually brought us a little bit of confusion in the end because we couldn't pay with the credit cards because the terminal wouldn't work, I guess, because they put some sort of connection blocks.
So no one could film or video.
In the end, we realized that it's not the problem with my card or another card or somebody else's card, that it's just the problem that we have to go to the stationary terminal to pay it because it doesn't work, you know, online.
So talk us through it. How did you feel? Were you like, jackpot?
Well, it was kind of fun. And the funniest part was that the waiters were apologizing for inconvenience that we have to, you know, endure all of that.
Your mom was just like, yes, best birthday ever.
Yeah. So then after that, I went on a date with my future husband. And he was taking me around different places and bars and parks. I don't really remember where it was. And then I think it was in Stadtpark. He found a really huge hedgehog and was taking photos of me with this hedgehog. So that's probably what I remember about Vienna of like especially interesting day.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, lots of different things going on there. And now that you're settled in Vienna, what's your relationship like with German?
Well, I guess there is a term which my German belongs to. It's called Supermarktdeutsch. So that's about it. Well, it means that I am able to get by in German when I have no other way, when there's no choice.
But you can buy all the things you need for your soup.
Yes, of course. Yes. Well, but that's the beauty of Austria. You can buy all the things you need to cook borscht or Russian salad in absolutely every supermarket. That's no problem at all.
And so with your students that you are facilitating, bringing across from Russia to study in different places of the world, do you encourage them to learn German?
Well, they have to. If they want to go to a public university in Austria, they have to, first of all, at least prove A2 level before they come here. And then they have to go to Sprachzentrum and get to a C1.
Unless they find themselves an Austrian husband.
Or unless they go to an English language program at some private university or some public universities also have them. But there's limited choice. And these English language programs also very often contain some German content.
And so is German something that your partner helps you explore now? Well,
it's very interesting because I hear him talking in German to his friends a lot of times. And he has this kind of manner of speaking clearly and slowly, and I feel that I probably understand Austrian dialects better than Hochdeutsch because of that.
Totally. My husband speaks dialect, so yes. And when it's calm and slow, we are asking all of the expats who have moved to Vienna what the one advice they wish they'd been told was. If you were moving to Vienna now, what do you wish you'd known?
Well, my advice would be that you should kind of breathe out, relax, and forget to hurry, because there's nothing is done fast here. And if you start being nervous about something which is not being done very quickly, it doesn't help. It doesn't bring anything. It just makes you feel worse. For example, my heating didn't work in the apartment. So, and I was like, okay, I hope they can fix it by next winter. And then they fixed it within 1 week, which is super fast for Austria. But I can imagine that if something like happened in Moscow, people would be really demanding that it's fixed on the same day.
Yeah, that's actually, I think that's absolutely fantastic advice. Things actually are sped up often if you allow them to be relaxed and not pushed.
Yes.
Things can take a long time if you push
especially
them
Especially that
much.
It makes no sense. I mean, it doesn't bring anything at all.
But we tend to want things done now and fast, especially if I'm from England and things are done yesterday,
or
24-hour culture. And they just don't have any of that in Vienna. Have you had any culture clashes as a Russian in Austria?
I guess because I'm a very international person, I didn't really have anything so hard. But as someone from Moscow specifically, because Moscow is very like all the time in a rush and nothing is on time. It's a little bit messy. There's always traffic. There's always some kind of traffic jam and everybody's always late. This was very different for me here, that everyone is on time. And there is actually an idea of 12 minutes. Like my husband calling me and saying, I will be there in 12 minutes. Please go downstairs. And then in exactly 12 minutes, he's calling me again and saying, where are you? I'm waiting for you here. Right? In Moscow, it doesn't work like that. In Moscow, it's like you say, I'll be there in about 15 minutes. And this about 15 minutes can last anything from half an hour to 1 hour and a half. And nobody bothers much about it.
Definitely.
And here it's like the exact definition of exact number of minutes. And I'm used to it now. Even in Moscow, I end up coming on time everywhere.
I was going to say this concept of pünktlich, being on time, it's very easy in Vienna.
It's very easy, especially when you use public transport and it has a certain timetable.
And do you have any favorite Austrian German words? You mentioned that your husband speaks dialect.
Of course.
Tell us some of your favorite.
I like this whole idea of the dialects. It's pretty funny. And beautiful. I find it funny that you can say a instead of or instead of a, and voila, you are already speaking dialect. Zwei is zwei, and then there's 15. But my favorite is Ochkatzelschwarf.
You say it perfectly. Wow. Is that the big test then?
Well, it took me a while to learn it. And a friend of my husband, he keeps saying all the time, oi, der Fuchs. And I actually have that Fuchs at home. I have this black fox, you know, like vintage thing, like the whole fur of a fox with paws and nose and this glass eyes. The expression of the eyes of this fox really, really gives her the name. This Oida fox.
Oh, that's brilliant. When we were walking up the road, Anastasia, you were mentioning there were lots of events that you can do. And what's one of your favorite free events in the city?
Well, I guess it's like pretty much every exhibition opening at Albertina. It has free entry on the day, on the evening of the opening.
Die Albertina ist eines der bedeutendsten Museen Wiens und beherbergt eine umfangreiche Sammlung an Druckgrafiken, Zeichnungen und moderner Kunst. Das Museum befindet sich im Herzen Wiens, in einem prachtvollen Palast, der einst der Habsburger Monarchie diente. Besucher können hier eine der weltweit größten und bedeutendsten grafischen Sammlungen bewundern, die Werke von Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, Dürer, Schiele und vielen anderen umfasst.
And we also have quite a few events within the Russian speaking community, where like one of the last events that I loved really very much, we had a poetry reading evening at a Vinotech in the 3rd district. It was free entry, but they had limited spaces. And it was really wonderful. There were two people who were reading their own poems and poems of other poets and so on. So it was really, really cool.
I always think it's these events, they're just constantly going on in the city and you can just be a part of them if you know about them. So,
oh yes, yes, it's just like you need to sign up for some sort of newsletters and so on. And there are lots of different concerts run by different cultural centers as well. Like we went to, I think it was Mexican Cultural Center, and then there's something always at Russian Cultural Center or a Ukrainian Cultural Center. People are organizing lots of different events, and if you know about them, you can come.
Right, it's always the insider tips. It's not always publicized. Anastasia, thank you so much for sharing this lovely afternoon and telling us your really funny stories.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You love Vienna too and want to learn German? Innes Vienna will get you there. Vienna's best language school offers a variety of courses and trainings at different levels, at different times, and at different intensities. All information about Innes Vienna and today's guests can be found in the show notes. And there we also explain all other German words, terms, and Viennese areas from this episode. Thanks for listening. Auf Wiederhören.